Since it's Chanukah, and it's Shmini, it's Zeis Chanukah, and Baruch Hashem, I even got Aliyah today in Shul. I davened early, I davened in the Nimrei Shefa, and Alan Ziegler actually bought me Aliyah. Come in Zeis Chanukah. So I figured this is Siman Milsa, but actually, it's not this. But we know, Kaf Aleph Amud Beis in Shabbos is a machlekes Beisila Beshamai. Right? Beshamai says, Poichs in Vahaylech, every night you light less candles. Beisila says, Beisif in Vahaylech. You add candles every night. The Bible says in Shabbos, right? There's a machlekes understanding the respective reason Beisila Beshamai. One Shita, one Chad Omar, that Beis Hillel says, "Kenegi Yamin Yom Hayotze." Beis Hillel says, "You count the days that have gone by." Beis Shammai says, "You count the days that are coming." So the first night there are 8 days to go. Second night there are 7 days to go. That's one shita. And there is a second shita that says, "No." Beis Shammai learns, "Kenegi Pariachag." The Pariachag, a holich of the smite and sukkis. And Beis Hillel says. You always go up in Kedusha. Go to the Gemara. We already learned Shabbos already, several times. Now, Yaragav, I want to say in Sefer Makabim, the Apocrypha, Sefer Chatzonim, it says they were massacring the 8 days of Chanukah came the days of Sukkot, which, by the way, just destroys the Beis Yosef's Kasha. I want to say there's a remnant that is in Shammai, can I get Pari Achag? The remnant of the Bavli. But what's the. So I understand. You know, can I get Poryachag? And the Shahil still says Malam Kedusha, you know, with the principle of Malam Kedusha Vemeridin overrides the Dina Poryachag. But the Machlekes, right? Why would Beis Shammai say light 8 candles the first night? Who cares about the nights coming in? Usually the nights going, the bigger nights every day. Okay. So I thought to answer, give a hesbir on that. The Seder Il Rabba at the end says that when Alexander Macedonia came to Yerushalayim, came to Eretz Yisrael, at Kan is not one of you. Kan ve'ele chatish v'divuch chachamim. In other words, when the Hellenists came to Eretz Yisrael, there was a ma'aval at the Kufa that went from Nevuah to Chachma. Look like Tom of the Be'iri. It says that Elah Chanamah, these Tepaskim made them to be Ruach HaKodesh, but then hit this era, the only Paskim to be Chachma. If Tzedek has something to say about this. Okay. Which means that in Chanukah time, we went from Nevuah to Chachma. Now, question. Is that an Aliyah, or is that a Yerida? So, at the end of the last parsha of the Torah is a bracha to mecha v'recha ish chasidecha. You will see there a machlokes of the Ramban and Ben Abachya. That's the Ben Abachya brings the Ramban. Ramban holds it. There's a gedul of chokh, but it's higher than Nevuah, and Ben Abachya is chalik on it. That's a machlokes. Okay. I want to claim it's a machlokes by Silo Beis Shammai. What's my raya? Several rayas. Raya number one is that when Tesla Bebezin, Bob Betzia, Rabbi Elezer, it's a Shmusi, he holds Bashamayim. Talmud of Eshamayim, he holds, you can learn, Ben Hashamayim. Hillel comes to Dash, it's a Bavov, but Allah from Sachem, Hillel comes to Dash, and the receptor says, it's an Edwin, the Sheva Midas, from the Bnei Beseya, Bnei Beseya, Talmud of Eshamayim. Where do we see, though, a remnant to a Machloket, to Hillel Beshamayim, regarding which is bigger, Chachma or Nevuah? I claim it's a Gemara and Gimel on the base of Eruvim. It doesn't say explicitly Beis Shammai. Is this Beis Shammai Shiloh? Halala Oyma, Halala Oyma. Noach Adam Shibora or Lo Yibora. Is it better for them to be created or not created? What are they arguing? Who cares? Halala Omra, these say, is better should be created. But these say should not better not be created. What's the Machlokes? Well, let me ask you a question. Rabbi said, what does man contribute? Nevuah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does man contribute? Chachma. But through man's chachma, we come to sometimes, you know, rachman was learned to kfira. Halal oimrim, I claim that halal is beishamai. Taif shalai nevra. It's better than men should not have been created. It's nevra, it's better than chachma. Chachma's yerida. Halal oimrim, I claim that's very similar. Taif shalai. Chachma's higher. Very good. Beis Hillel, connected Yom Mayaitzim. Every night's a new miracle. Every night is more chachma in the world. Beis Shammai is more chayshach. The first night of Hanukkah, if we still held it by Nevuah, we'd have 8 lights. Goes by one day, 7 lights. By the time you get to the last night, it's only 1 light. There's more chayshach in the world. I want to claim that the beer of Hillel and Shammai. Now, let's bet to the machlokes. That's connected Yom Yates and Yom Nechasa. What bets of the machlokes can I get Paria Shachad or Malam Vilamoyridu? So I saw in the Ein Ayah, the parish of the goddess Ashas of Rav Avom Yitzchak Kohen Cook, Zekasat Levorcha, who says, there's two cooks, there's two what? There's two ways of looking at the world, the tachlis of history. One opinion says, we know that Klal Yisrael spearheads the movement of history, spiritually. Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? Does it mean that at the end, all the nations are going to converge and become one with the Jewish people? When Klal Yisrael brings the world to perfection, to its tikkun, so everybody's going to converge on Klal Yisrael. It's like the Poincaré conjecture of history. But there's another sheet that says, no, Klal Yisrael is going to bring about the tachlis of history, but when Klal Yisrael does that, every nation is going to see its own specific ruchnias, its own individual spiritual content. Of course, says that's the machlokes. According to Beis Shammai, everything's going to converge on the one power, Shemini Atzeres. According to Beis Hillel, no, we're going to light 8 candles. The entire world is going to be ablaze with its spiritual content. Just the center will be Klal Yisrael, that which spearheads the Klal Yisrael. That's the machlokes. Now, so those are the two ways of looking at this thing. So it's interesting, according to Beis Shammai, look at the Lezer Meshachofis, says a pshat over there, a pihalacha, that there's a chitzoni and a panimi. Chitzoni is more choshech in the world. The panimi is things are converging on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is more of a bailus of the Ruach HaKodesh, of the Nevuah. And Beis Hillel seems to be the chitzoni who are panimi. And that's what I want to say on Chanukah. And that's what I want to say on Chafei Beis. And that's it. Frelech and Chanukah.